Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
How will the Bears' defensive injury, Billings, the Pack, Brisker still in concussion protocol? With those guys out, how can the Bears stop the run?
Pray. No. I think the Billings loss is arguably worse than if Montez Sweat were out. I think T.J. Edwards was the guy that called him the anchor of the defense. He's just been not only against the run, but just in general. And it's a guy who has been so solid against the run, but also had a little bit more like pep in his step than I think anyone really anticipated in terms of rushing the passer, too. So I am very sad about Big Bill. I think that's going to hurt. And with Jaquan Brisker, I mean, that's a guy that plays so physical and is such a enforcer is the word that I think a lot of people like to use to describe him.
Like,
and the physical way that he plays, not having him out there, he's a tone setter. He's like a guy that just you watch him play and you want to play hard too. And I think just not having him as another line of defense against the run, it's just tough. And obviously your primary concern is for the person and for his health long term, not just in the immediate future in this season, but just in his life. But I think on the field, which is, you know, what the point of this question is how do they stop the run? You pray.
Well, you just got to be a little bit tougher. You just got to really want it. That's to me, it's stopping the run is about effort, and their leading rusher is the quarterback. He's the guy. So either T.J. Edwards or Tremaine Edmonds, I don't know exactly how they set it up, but one of those two guys has to be a spy on him. And these big, heavy load defensive linemen need to keep the guards off of the linebackers if they're going to do it. I will be with you, Ruthie, and praying is a good idea.
Well, I think pray that Montez Sweat returns. And I hate to think that Montez Sweat means that much to the Bears' defense. You know what I mean? I know how good to great Montez Sweat is, but if the Bears defense is that helpless without that guy, then they're not a very good defense and they're way too dependent on Montez Sweat. I'll tell you what, like talking about like the play harder, which Dustin was talking about, no doubt about it. Like I'm sure that defense got their butts kicked watching the film, watching James Conner go 18 carries for 107 yards, 6 yards per carry, watching Amari DiMarcado on a 3rd and 5 run 53 yards for a touchdown at the end of the first half. I'm sure they are getting crushed. So if any part of this team is going to have a little extra juice this week, it is 100% going to be that defensive line and the linebackers as well. And the good news is, I guess, air quotes, is that the leading rusher for New England in their 20-17 loss to Tennessee was Drake May, the quarterback, who is, I don't know that, like, I don't think we're going to be seeing Drake May rush for, you know, 11 yards per carry in each of his NFL games. I don't think that's going to happen. But he was the leader. And Ramondre
Stevenson,
thank you, 10 carries for 16 yards and a touchdown. So, like, they don't really come in with momentum on the ground, but I don't know that the Cardinals necessarily did either. So, easier opponent, be ready. I'd like to see some Jervon Dexter. Like, he could use a splash, you know?
Pickens?
Absolutely Zach Pickens. Dexter, after the leverage play last week, which was weird, unsportsmanlike conduct. Dumb. I talked to him about that a little bit yesterday, and he just kind of was throwing his arms up. He was kind of showing me techniques and ways to get around that.
Yeah.
That they're going to go with. But yeah, I think that like those guys, it's time. Like, it's time for another tackle for loss out of Dexter. It's time for him to bust through the line. DeMarcus Walker, where you at? You know what I mean? Like, time for him to make a play as well. But it's absolutely a huge concern. But I hope that they are not, you know, wholly dependent on either Montez Sweat or Andrew Billings, for that matter, as good of a player as that guy is.
Another person that would be nice to see him pop a little bit would be Daryl Taylor, who just had a really strong start to the season. Matt Eberflus sounded optimistic that he would be able to go. I know he was on the injury report.
He was limited, so he did practice yesterday.
So he did practice. So that's good news.
And then, you know, your secondary guys too, Jalen Johnson, got to be ready to make tackles. Hopefully Kyler Gordon is good to go, got to be ready to make tackles. So be ready in that secondary as well. 312-644-6767. This is the part where we will see you guys calling in here. This is a time when we might just have time to take a phone call or two. 312-644-6767. Ruthie Polinsky is here. I am Mark Grody. We are in for Molly and Haw on The Score.
Ooh-wee.